Thanks for being with us. Want better sleep? Change the way you think about what and when you eat. For example, eat dinner early. Keep consistent schedules. Here's Elizabeth Bernstein, columnist at the Wall Street Journal. Elizabeth, what is this chrononutrition?
It's fascinating. It's sort of an emerging field of science, and it really is looking at timing of food. And one of its findings is that timing of food matters to our sleep, and it matters a lot. So, and then what we eat and when is important. And I thought that was interesting because so many, we know a lot about sleep hygiene. People are told, you know, put down your screen an hour before bed, you know, keep the room cool, make it dark, you know, but I had never really seen anybody write about food and sleep. And timing and sleep. So that's what's interesting.
Okay. So we all have different bodies, obviously, in how we process foods. But generally speaking, like, what works here? What's good to help us get a good night's sleep?
I feel like we do know that we're not supposed to eat late, like a big heavy meal eat late. I think people do know that, but it is bears reminding folks. A big heavy meal late is going to be bad. When I asked people who study this, who study chrononutrition, they say that, you know, we should really be finishing dinner 2 to 3 hours minimum before we go to sleep. So, you know, that's longer than I think many people do. And so that's a big thing. We want to also, in terms of timing, you want to have the same eating breakfast and dinner in particular at the same times each day, really bookend your day, and they're very powerful signals telling your body, hey, it's time to wake up for breakfast and it's time to go to bed. And one thing I did not know till I did this story is that it's not just our brain that has our biological clock and adjusts our circadian rhythm. All of our organs, tissues, muscles, they have their own circadian rhythms, their own clocks. And so you want to regulate it. You want to be regulating your gut and your digestive system's circadian rhythm.
Boy. All right. So what's the worst thing you can do, I guess?
Pizza at midnight.
No.
It's terrible. And the bad news. So there's more just, you know, so more so than just the worst thing, there's just some things to stay away from. Another bearer of bad news, I think people don't want to hear, but alcohol at night is not your friend. It may help you calm down and get to sleep a little easier, but it's going to wake you up as your body starts to process it. So that's not a great thing either. So either drinking earlier in the day or, you know, of course, in moderation is the real point, or save it for the weekend. So that's one. But another big finding is a Mediterranean diet. So we know a lot that the Mediterranean diet and other similarly healthy diets that are really based in vegetables, fruits, whole grains, fish, unprocessed lean meat, those diets are very good for us, we know, for many, many reasons. But now research is catching up on the sleep angle of that and showing that these diets are very important for your sleep for several reasons. They reduce inflammation, which can harm your sleep. They provide nutrients that boost serotonin and melatonin and tryptophan. And these all, serotonin and tryptophan are precursors to melatonin, which helps you sleep. And the Mediterranean diet also helps balance your gut microbiome, which is also important in regulating your circadian rhythm.
Nice, Elizabeth. Elizabeth Bernstein, columnist at the Wall Street Journal.